Welcome back in to the Show Family Podcast. We want to first take this time to thank our wonderful sponsors. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Ron the Show Hughley, my beautiful wife, Courtney. I guess I could tell you. I want to get out so in front to our great sponsors.
Hi.
It's my wife, Courtney. Hello. You doing today? You good?
I'm good.
Tough shirt.
Are you good?
Tough shirt. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. You just stole that drink. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I didn't steal it. It was sitting out like, dang. Oh, I took it.
It was nasty. Want to thank our great sponsor, Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church.
And that's where we go next.
Oh, what? Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church, 2310 East Linwood Boulevard, Kansas City, Missouri. Multiple services. Hey, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., two different services. Pastor Wallace Horsfield, the second is the pastor. But yeah, man, let's jump into this. We have been wanting to talk about this, and I'm glad I need to pat myself on the back, because we wouldn't even have been able to catch this, and we wouldn't be able to talk about this, because there's just something to, I was at work and I saw the commercials for this All in the Family and Jefferson remake. And I was like, oh, man, that looks interesting. And I was like, I mean, let me record that. So I went and recorded that puppy, set it up. Your dad was all over it texting, are you watching? Are you watching this? Yeah. I said, oh, I recorded
and
all
I completely
of it.
Forgot all about it. Like, it was something that I had been seeing the previews for, too, and that I wanted to watch. But it really wasn't something that I was like, oh, man, if I don't catch that, you know. But I will give you credit. I'm glad that you...
There it is.
I'm glad that you had the wherewithal to press record.
So basically what it is, Norman Lear, who is like the godfather of sitcom television, created these two shows. And if you don't know, the Jeffersons and All in the Family were...
If you don't know the two shows, this ain't the podcast for you.
It can't be. We can learn. We can teach people. You steal. Like, it's a... it's a.
As I said, the drink was sitting on the counter.
They were... Those shows, even then, were a punch in the face. Like, they were, whoa. You had Archie Bunker, a
racist
bigot, you know, with his wife, sexist, everything.
She's not sexist. He's sexist towards her.
He's a sexist.
Right.
He's sexist towards women. His daughter, who lived there, her husband, who he affectionately called Meathead. This was a show, and they were not afraid to put those... what a bigot looks like on television then, and what a sexist looks like, and how they interacted. Because there are families that lived like that, just wasn't able to be shown on TV. I mean, he dropped so many terrible references, in regards to talk about black people, Jewish people, women, anything.
Right.
Trying hard not to say them, but, and then the Jeffersons, and he was, dare I say, his version of Archie Bunker?
Yeah, I think that's a... I think
that's a point that goes people...
Yeah, I think it's hard, though, for people to call George Jefferson the black version of Archie Bunker. I think that's hard for people to swallow. But, I mean, he had a lot of...
Well, he was sexist.
Sexist, and, you know, his views towards white folks, you know? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I would say that they were as extreme as each other. I don't know. I feel like every other word coming out of Archie's mouth wanted me to just reach across the table and slap him. I don't know if I feel that way about George, but maybe I'm saying that because I'm black, too.
I would say, I was just going to say, back in that time, they were a tough, you'd never seen anything like them on TV before to
right.
take. The hell, I don't know if there is any time you've
right.
really seen that, it's shown in that manner. So even
right.
in the 70s. It was shown like that. So basically what they did a remake, and they actually took two episodes. They did, it was great. They did two different episodes, an All in the Family episode and a Jefferson's episode. And they took an exact episode from a show they did in the 70s word for word, and they just redid it. It
yeah.
wasn't a newly written show. They just redid it, and they had Woody Harrelson as Archie Bunker and what's her name? Marissa Tomei. She killed
it. Oh, yeah. She was good. She played Edith.
Man,
yeah,
when she kept running back and forth in that.
Yeah, when she got to running back to that kitchen, boy, that done me in right.
See, I knew it was going to be good when she was able to hit the notes on the song.
In the intro.
Oh. I don't know the words, but, you know, I didn't hit them. Don't judge me. But
As funny as the words could have actually been the jingle to like a Donald Trump campaign commercial.
Those were the days. You know.
Right.
Yeah. And then
AKA Make America Great Again.
Jamie Foxx played George Jefferson.
Yeah. And Wanda Sykes.
She was good.
She was amazing.
Yeah, she was good.
Oh,
Kerry Washington played the neighbor.
Right.
And Will Ferrell was an idiot. Her husband, they had the dynamic of her being a black woman married to the white guy. Yeah. They had the right cast. They had a great cast.
And I thought they did a really good job. You know, before it came on, you were like, oh, I wonder how much they're going to try to make these guys look just like the way they did. And I thought that they did a good job of not trying to. You know, I thought they just did a good job of letting the people look the way that they look, but just embodying the spirit and the presence of the folks that played those roles originally. I don't know. I just thought it was really well done. The way that they casted people who could play those roles, but they also casted people that are strong enough to be their own person. What's the other girl? Ellie Kemper. You know, I thought she did really
local,
good.
Yeah, Kansas City.
I thought she did really well. So I thought they did a great job casting, and I thought everybody in it was just dynamic. Even, you know, Jamie's little...
So you thought it was good. That's where I wanted to start with it. You thought that it was well done. Because going into it, I was skeptical of... There was respect when I knew Jamie and Woody Harrelson, good actors, and Anthony Anderson was going to be in it.
But like I was saying, I think the point you made was Jamie might not have been the best person in it. You know, Jamie made a little snafu, and then he was able to incorporate that back into the show, which I thought
was
good.
Because it was live television.
But, you know, Jamie is probably one of the busier people in the cast. So, you know, I get it. He might not have had time to run lines. But, I mean, I thought he was good. I thought the energy between him and Wanda Sykes was good. And I don't know. I just thought the whole thing was really, really well done. Like, Woody Harrelson is just a totally different type of Archie Bunker, but I still thought he was believable.
Well, he had the mannerisms and everything.
As Archie Bunker. I thought it was very well done. And you're right. I was skeptical. And I wasn't really sure what I was going to watch. I didn't know if they were going to try to take those episodes and turn them into modern day episodes because you could, or I don't know. I really just didn't know what I was going to be watching, but,
and I want to jump on that part about taking modern day, but before that, how do we forget this?
Yeah.
What they did with Florence Jenkins.
Florence Jenkins.
Ain't her name Florence?
I don't know what her last name is. I just know her name is Florence.
Florence.
I feel like you just tried to give her a last name.
It ain't Jenkins. Did I just mix in her name from 227? Was that her name?
I don't know, but I just know
I thought it was Florence Jenkins.
Yeah.
That was a surprise.
That was a surprise, but it worked. You know, like, it worked that she didn't have to be the age that she was when they shot it back then. You know, it was good. It was a surprise for everybody that she showed up. And sorry, we're ruining it for you if you haven't seen it and you still have it on your DVR.
That's your problem. Yeah. You'll see the title.
We've given
of the
you
episode.
Plenty of time to go watch it. But I thought that the way that they incorporated her.
Oh, it's Florence Johnston. Oh, you're right. It is Johnston. Yeah, Jenkins. What the hell?
I don't know where that came from.
I think that's a character that Meryl Streep had. Anyway,
Meryl Streep ain't played no character whose last name was Jenkins.
She did. Florence.
Go on. What's the next thing we're going
to do? It's Florence Jenkins. You're going to have to look that. I promise you she did something like that. Meryl, you know, she's amazing. No, you had spoken about, I wondered if they were going to take things and try to make it a modern day episode. The thing that really stuck out was, yes, I'm an idiot. I went back and found the episodes and they were going word for word. I wanted to watch. Even though it was a different time, they were dressed differently. Some of the terms and words they used, they can't use. It felt like it could have been an episode that was done in 2019. And it was like, how much progress? If we could still do episodes, it still resonated with today.
But you know what I find to be really interesting is I think this only works because they did it in 2019. Like, if they would have done this in 2009, 2010... when we still were living on this high of having a black president and pretending like we were in a post-racial society and everybody had, you know, made it to the mountaintop, it would have felt like, man, this show is really dated and it was really for that time period. But there's just something about the time that we're living in now and the way in which certain people and potentially, I mean, not potentially, and specifically our current president have emboldened certain people to broadcast their ideologies of hate.
Saying this version of Archie Bunker's to come out if they
want
to.
So that's what, to me, what the most powerful piece of it is 10 years ago, you could have watched it and felt like, man, I'm glad we've made progress. Here we sit 10 years later and you're like, wow, we really haven't made as much progress from the time of when these shows were created to today. And I just found that to be really interesting as well. It's like, yes, that's what makes this work, is that we didn't try to create this in 2009, 2010. We created this in 2019, where our society is just brimming with these, I don't like you because this, and I don't like you because that.
This is almost 50 years ago. And if you could just think about some of the storylines in them for the Jeffersons, they get into it where George gets into it with the neighbor about, you know, arguing, and you could still see George kind of looks at them a certain way for an interracial relationship. And that still happens. 50 years later, you could see that. You could see storylines like that still on television. That was one of the big things that stuck out to me was, there is progress. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that we are dealing in the same terms and ways that black people, or things are completely exactly the same than they were 50 years ago in the 70s. But to think that those things resonate so clear.
Yeah, and
from
it's
then
not
to now, it was an eye-opening experience for me. Like, my goodness.
And it's not just you see those storylines playing out on TV. Yeah, you do see those storylines playing out on TV. I remember a few years ago, Cheerios put out an ad with a white dad and a little girl who looked like she was biracial, and people like lost their minds. How could this white man be the father of this black girl? There's so many different ways, actually. But it's not just storylines on TV. I mean, it's just playing out in our everyday lives. I feel like as a society, we're becoming less and less tolerant of people who are different than us. We have felt emboldened to no longer have to pretend like we embrace. And the reason I use the word pretend is that must have been what we've been doing all these years. Those years where we pretended like, you know, we had overcome, or we could all get along, or we could all, you know, look past everybody's differences. It had to be pretend for us to be back to where we are today. And so, yeah, those storylines play out on TV, but they play out in everyday life, in the conversations that we have, in the way that we, you know, interact with each other. That's the part that I just found to be powerful, but also just a little bit painful.
See, and I talk about this at work a lot, is we are not afraid to speak about race and differences, because I personally think when we speak and talk about it, I think we learn and understand each other. But that was another thing watching that, is you could still see there is a confusion from then, the same thing that I see now, of people just not knowing each other, people not knowing what things make people tick or what things could be deemed as disrespectful. At that point, like, it seemed like Archie was, he didn't know some of the things that he was saying when he was speaking to Anthony Anderson, at Lionel, his brother, George Jefferson's brother, the character. Like, there was confusion there. I still, as I say, see that today, where black people, white people, whatever, different races, don't actually talk or don't know things about each other, and you could see conflict going there. And I still think, even from the 70s, I still feel like we are still there to where, well, let's not talk about it. We don't engage with each other. I think that's fine. I think that's how we learn about each other, and you were still seeing that. Mm-hmm.
I just wonder if things like this, you know, I know everybody calls Norman Lear a genius, and I'm not saying that he's not. I just wonder if things like this help us, or do they hinder us? You know, does it help us, for us to hold a mirror up to ourselves and see who we really are? Is that, are people reflective enough, and are people thoughtful enough that when you hold a mirror up to them, they see themselves for who they really are? Or is it the opposite, that when you put this sort of thing on TV, that it glorifies it and it helps people feel comfortable to be that way? You know, we watched this twice. We watched it once by ourselves, and then we watched it once as a family. You know, our parents were at our house. We watched it. And it made me feel uncomfortable watching it the second time around with our son in the room. Our daughter was in the room, too, but I don't know that she's old enough to really comprehend it. And I'm not sure that he comprehended everything that was going on, but there were words that were being said, ways in which people were talking to other people that I just didn't feel comfortable with. And he is at an age where I'm not sure that he would see that as like, oh, that's bad, you shouldn't do that. He could potentially see that as behavior that you should emulate. And while I'm not trying to say that people that emulate that behavior are childlike, I am saying that I think that there are people that watch it with the same spirit of like, look at that. Everybody's laughing at RZ Bunker. You know, my dad brought up something really interesting when we watched it again with him and had some conversation with him. He said, you know, I miss being able to enjoy that sort of thing. And I asked him and I said, you know, but is it a good thing that we no longer just sit back and enjoy that kind of thing? We actually see the criticism in it. You know, my mom, she said, when I was watching that then, you know, I never thought of Archie Bunker as a bigot. It was just funny. It was just funny. And this is coming from a black woman, you know, and I just think that our society has changed to the point where I'm just asking the question, are we using this as a teachable moment? Are we using this as a mirror where we look back at ourselves and we try to see the reality of who we are and we try to do better? Or are we using this as entertainment and we see this as funny and, you know, we need more of it? That's one thing that really, and I'm not sitting here with the answer or really saying I have opinion one way or another, because I laugh too, you know? I'm just saying it just stopped me to say, like, is Norman Lear a genius or is Norman Lear contributing to the problem?
It's interesting because I watched look backs at the history of All in the Family, and they did one where they talked to fans of the show, or people who watched the show, and there were the difference of people and different things that they said. Some people said, you know what, it made me feel like I could tolerate or understand people that were in my life or people that I knew were around me that were like Archie Bunker. He said there were people on there said watching the show made them feel like a better understanding of why Archie Bunker was why or acted the way he did. It made them feel like they could understand better. And then to the point, like your mother said, there were people on there who said they were 20 years late. It was 20 years later after the show ended where they were saying, I'm ashamed of myself that I watched that. Or now when I watch reruns, I take it completely different than I did. And that was just like in the 90s, something that I watched in the 90s from that. So,
yeah, I just think that's, I don't know, I struggle with that. Like, Archie Bunker can explain to me all he wants that he comes from low income or that he feels like people of a certain color are taking jobs away from him or whatever. I don't know that helps me sympathize with Archie Bunker.
I don't think sympathize is a word. I think there is an understanding, maybe an understanding of how he gets to where he is, and knowing that there are people out there, there is an understanding of, the understanding for me goes to just pure ignorance. And they were raised in a certain way. Because if you have a father or parents teaching you this, you shouldn't like those people. You should hate those people. And those parents are your heroes and your guide. That isn't, I don't sympathize, but that is a place of maybe understanding of their
ignorance. I
struggle
to even say that I understand it because I'm scared to say, lest I understand it, I might be able to rationalize with it and be okay with it. And I'm saying, watching that made me uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, I watched Kerry Washington afterwards explain why, you know, when the original episodes were made, they could use the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
And when these new episodes were made, they couldn't use the N-word. To me, that shows that maybe there is some progress, right? That shows to me that maybe we are moving forward. But I also still struggle with, like, but if we can still say that we can have these same conversations, we talk about these same issues today, you know, is progress possible? I don't know. I don't want to be the pessimist here. I don't want to be the person that, you know, strips away people's hope as they listen to this. But I just, that show just had me questioning a lot about our society and, you know, where we're going, where we've been, you know, are we just marching in circles. I hope that we, and now I'm going to take people to church. Good thing our sponsor is a church. Oh, hell. I hope we're like the Israelites, and maybe we're just wandering in the desert, and eventually we will walk into the promised land. I hope. But I don't know. I feel like this wandering, we just walking around in circles. Archie Bunker of whatever year, pick a year, you know, is the same Archie Bunker of 2019.
Yeah, that feels like a really good place to break. Right. There's a couple of other points that came to me on the show. And it's something that we actually discussed with your mom, actually, and your parents. And that is the point of. And the big thing was there was such a difference to me of how we react to TV today and how we react to TV then. And the point of, as you said, you could say things that didn't seem like it was, it was all right to say then. But today, that's one of the things I watch. There is no way you could get away with that on TV. No way. Hey, I want to take this time to thank our wonderful sponsor, Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church. Hey, where you can be truly metropolitan. Metropolitan has multiple Sunday services that you can attend. One at 8 a.m., the early morning service, as well as 10 o'clock. And any other information that you need to know about the church, you can go to metrombc.com for further information. But I want to tell you about a great event they have coming up. During July 23rd through the 25th, they are celebrating their annual Vacation Bible School. Come on out. 2310 East Linwood Boulevard. Come on out. Dinner will be served as well. Vacation Bible School, 23rd through the 25th. All right, welcome back in Show and Family Podcast. We're still on the All in the Family Jefferson's conversation. Courtney, I almost wish like this wasn't a podcast. Like we could take a call in because if I could take calls right now.
Nah, you don't want me taking calls.
You'll be all right. Mm-hmm. If I could take calls right now, I honestly wanted, I would love to see how today white people took it in the way they watched it and how black people took it in the way they watched it. Cause there were some points where I cringed. But like I wonder because I do feel like we come at things differently, and I wonder how different we would, like how people would have taken those in.
To me, it's not a black and white thing. To me, there's probably several different groups, but I don't know that black people or white people probably reacted differently. I think where you see the reaction difference is older people versus younger people.
That's pretty good.
I think left leaning political people versus right leaning political people. You know, people that just believe, oh, you've just become too sensitive over the years versus people that are like, no, we need to become more sensitive. I think those are the lines where you will see there be more of a reaction, because I honestly don't think that there was much of a difference in reaction between black people and white people. I just don't. I think those other factors play a little bit more of a role in how people reacted versus race.
My coworker who I work with, he was like, I couldn't even, he said he had to stop it. He said he was cringing over the All in the Family. Well, like it was just hard for him to watch with some of the words and things that he was hearing. Like he said he had to stop it.
See, I'm the only person in my friend group that I know that even watched it. So like, I don't even know anybody our age that even watched it enough to, because I don't, you know, I feel like I grew up in a household where those shows were in syndication on TV. And so I was like, oh, you know, let me go and watch these shows. Maybe everybody's parents didn't watch that show, or maybe they didn't see the preview. I don't know, but I don't really know a lot of people around our age that really even watched the show. That being said, if I had to predict how they would react, you know, I venture to say that they probably would react very similar to the way that we did. And I think the people that are, you know, of another generation, of older generation, probably reacted similar to the way my parents did, of like almost, it seemed like they were almost mourning the loss of being able to enjoy entertainment without having to think about the political or social consequences. And I don't know why that is. Maybe because there is so much more TV nowadays. You know, like TV is expected to be more of a reflection of reality versus just entertainment. You know, you watch reality shows, you watch shows that are close to reality, you watch shows that are based on true stories, you know. You watch so much that you feel like TV ought to be a reflection of reality, not just pure entertainment. I don't know why that is, that we can't even if things are politically incorrect or politically insensitive, why can we no longer find entertainment in them? Or maybe the question is, why did we ever find entertainment value in them?
It is really interesting, and the point, kind of piggybacking off of that and the overall point of, it is odd. Like, I feel like television, obviously, from the 70s to now has become more risque. Even on network television, you can probably use language, like, in terms of, you know, the cuss words. You can probably use more language than you could before.
Right.
You could get away with more skin, more provocative television.
You saying you could get away with more then or now?
Now.
Yeah.
Now, as the time has gone on, I mean, even like on. But that was one of the things that I watched. Is, oh, God, you couldn't get away with saying that. My God. I almost was looking around like, they could say that?
Yeah.
They could say that. That was the wild part. And you brought up the amount of progress. Like, is that progress because you can't say the N-word now? Like, we've drawn a line. Like, okay, couldn't say that. Like Kerry Washington, we couldn't say that. We said it and beeped it out. But you said that is progress. I thought it was... It just seems like we would be too uncomfortable and would be too many people just absolutely losing people having conversations and saying things the way that they said if we tried it today. And to me, I feel like it's realism and art. And there's a catch 22. I don't know if that's what I want to use. There's a part of me that understands why we shouldn't just be using those terms. It shouldn't be able to just say the things that they could on the Jeffersons and in All of the Family. But there's a part of me that says that I respect it because it is real, and that are real. Those are real conversations that are had.
Yeah, and that's what I guess I was meaning by feeling like we're wandering in the wilderness. You know, we traded in the N-word, but we also now put a lot more, as you said, skin on TV or whatever. You know, it's just like, or we're becoming more misogynistic, or I don't, you know, it's just, it feels like on one hand, are we making progress? But then on the other hand, it's like, well, yeah, clearly we are making progress because we don't use the N word on TV anymore. You know, because we stop and think about like, how would that make somebody feel? Right. But I'm not convinced that we are making progress. I don't know, because I still think there are things that we do find entertainment value in that we probably shouldn't find entertainment value in. You know, there's probably audiences in this world that feel like we have entertainment at their expense, right? And it's not until we start hearing all of those audiences and not just saying, okay, you know, Black folks, y'all spoke pretty loud during the Civil Rights Movement, so we went ahead and made y'all feel better. You know, like, it shouldn't have to be like, okay, we're good with it being Black people, but immigrants, y'all are still fair game. You know, like it just, I don't know. Like, are we making progress? Maybe we just made a little bit of progress. We got some more progress to go. I don't know. But this show just like put that in my face and made me really grapple with that question. And I'm still grappling with it.
I think, and this, I don't, I hope this makes sense when I say this. It was interesting because I feel about the show that I feel about Archie Bunker. And I heard someone else say this also. With Archie Bunker, there's a part of me that respects, at least I know where I stand with Archie Bunker, and I know what he is. And that's, he's being real. He ain't hiding. He's not hiding who he is. At least I get that. I think that was the refreshing part of how they went about the show, was it wasn't hidden. It was real, and I think I gravitate for the most part to it. Like, This Is Us is a lot of fakery, but I gravitate to the most part of shows today that get as close to the edge of real. Like, man, these are things that are really happening. These are conversations that are talked to and said just like this. And that was the refreshing part of that. Like, I felt like that was, man, they wasn't trying to make it hit better because it was on television. And I kind of respect it. That.
Yeah, maybe that's the genius of Norman Lear. Maybe he is really, you know, reflecting our lives the way they really happen, because there is too much, you know, we love This Is Us, that's the name of the show. We love that show.
You know, the name of the show.
It just slipped my mind for a minute. You know, we love that show. It's great. I think it's a great show, but I've said it to you multiple times. Like, I like this show because it's purely entertainment. There's nothing real about it. Scandal, great show. Don't really believe that all of that was happening to one person. You know, like, just there's so much fantasy out here. But the sad part is, I think there's a lot of people out here that believe, like, they can have a This Is Us kind of life, or they can become Olivia Pope. And I'm not saying there aren't things about Olivia Pope you can't become. There aren't things about Jack Pearson you can't become, but it's not real. But I tell you who is real, Archie Bunker. So maybe that is the genius of Norman Lear, is that it is refreshingly real. It's refreshingly honest, you know? And like you said, at least I know where I stand with you. And maybe, you know, I feel like I'm doing a lot of processing through this episode, but maybe that's the progress that we've made. Maybe the progress we've made is that we are no longer pretending. We are no longer acting like we have made it and we have come to the mountaintop. Maybe the progress that we've made is that in 2019, at least I know where I stand with you. I know who you are. I know how you feel about who I am. And, you know, game recognized game. And now maybe we can make some progress and actually have conversations, because I know you don't like a certain group of people, or I know you do respect a certain lifestyle or whatever. You know, maybe that's the progress of 2019 is, hey, everybody's real about who they are. We no longer hiding. We no longer pretending. It's acceptable to be exactly who you are. And at that point, now we can have real conversation about how we get beyond the things that prevent us from being in a relationship with each other.
We definitely know in 2019 there are Archie Bunkers running around here, and there are George Jeffersons running around here. And I am inspired by George Jefferson. If I ever lose my hair in that manner,
oh my God,
I think I'm gonna run with that cut.
You know, you are so obsessed with losing your hair.
I'm just saying, I look at it, you never know. All I wanted to do was reach 30. I'm here, but I'm also preparing. You know, I'm getting a little patchy here over to the left side.
Oh my
God. And if I could, I would go George Jefferson.
Oh my God. We just spent
Would you stay with me?
I'm just saying, we just spent this.
Would you stay with me?
If you lost your hair,
if I went George Jefferson?
No.
Cul-de-sac.
Nope. No. You have to let that go. You need to shave that. Mm-mm. I wouldn't be here for it.